Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. As we approach the end of 2026, technological innovation and cultural shifts continue to reshape nearly every sector, with significant implications for both industry and workers. Highlights this week include open source advancements, major hardware updates, policy initiatives, and significant debates in tech communities worldwide. Let's kick off with Linus Torvalds, who took center stage at the Open Source Summit keynote in a wide-ranging discussion with Dirk Hondel. Topics spanned the practicalities of 3D printing, the nuances of kernel development, and most notably, the rapidly growing footprint of artificial intelligence in open source spaces. Torvalds offered thoughtful commentary on the recent 7.1-RC4 Linux kernel release and addressed his own evolving perspective on AI. He reflected on the mixed feelings many share about AI's expanding role, especially regarding the future of software development and open collaboration. Next up, Georg Lehmann and the RADV team made waves with the integration of the VK_KHR_Shader_FMA extension in the Mesa Vulkan driver for AMD Radeon GPUs. This change stands to benefit machine learning practitioners and scientific computing professionals by enabling high-precision fusing multiply-add operations. It's a testament to the active ongoing improvement in graphics driver support across the open-source world and a win for researchers here in Australia. On the hardware front, Asus unveiled their VM441 all-in-one desktop featuring Snapdragon X Silicon and Microsoft's Copilot Plus experience. Designed for everyday Australians and global consumers alike, it blends modern aesthetics and serious AI grunt in a compact, premium package. Copilot Plus technology promises more intuitive user assistance, especially as AI becomes integral to the PC experience. Speaking of Asus, the ZenBook 14 continues to impress with its latest Ryzen processor, earning praise as a productivity powerhouse for professionals who value portability and sleek design. Early reviews highlight excellent battery life and a sharp display, making it a solid choice for tech workers on the move. But for many, the headlines are being dominated by sweeping job cuts at major tech firms, with workforce reductions surpassing a staggering 150,000 employees globally this year. These abrupt changes have not only upended careers, but have fueled an atmosphere of anxiety and speculation as workers grapple with the growing presence of AI in their roles. Online forums like Blind have become essential spaces for sharing information and coping strategies, reflecting a broad shift in work culture. One bright spot for the open source community is Drupal's latest endorsement of MariaDB as its preferred database technology. This move underscores the enduring importance of open solutions and continues to raise MariaDB's profile, fostering fresh collaboration among developers. In infrastructure news, as Kubernetes networking begins its transition to gateway API frameworks, organizations are focusing on host migration strategies to ensure zero downtime. One standout example came from Envoy Gateway, showcasing a meticulous approach to network architecture upgrades with no disruption to production traffic. For developers, new standards around Kubernetes policy enforcement have gained traction, promoting automated review time checks as part of the coding workflow. These measures aim to bolster both security and developer productivity and are quickly becoming the norm in enterprise deployment pipelines. Data transfer innovations are also in focus, as Intel's USB4 STREAM protocol is poised to streamline high-bandwidth applications. By enabling direct device-to-device communication, USB4 STREAM could signal a major boost in user experience for data-heavy workflows. Meanwhile, in the world of legislation, California's AB 1856 bill proposes new age verification guidelines that may exempt a number of Linux distributions. Supporters argue this protects long-standing principles of software freedom, even as regulatory environments around digital platforms continue to evolve. Not all policy discussion has been positive, though. Many in the Linux community voiced their frustration when AMD placed new restrictions on access to its Vivado software. The decision to bar Linux users renewed debate about the balance between company profits and community commitment, an ongoing challenge for open source advocates. Shifting sharply from code to competition, the enhanced games in Las Vegas have attracted global attention and widespread controversy by allowing performance-enhancing drugs in their athletic events. Critics and supporters alike are debating the ethics, safety, and integrity of these competitions, raising broader questions about sport in an age of technological augmentation. On the productivity front, the Nomostar app has emerged as a leader in mobile document scanning by integrating artificial intelligence for smarter document management. Its intuitive design has made it a favorite, with casual users and professionals alike, demonstrating the real-world benefits of AI-driven features. Open-source licensing compliance remains a hot topic, as the Software Freedom Conservancy recently criticized Bamboo Lab for violating license terms with its proprietary libbamboo_networking library. In an effort to reinforce software freedom, the SFC has launched the Baltaboo project, focused on reverse engineering and fostering a vibrant alternative ecosystem. This move is seen as a rallying point for advocates who want to ensure open access and transparency in a world where commercial interests can sometimes override community values. Turning to government response, California Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed a sweeping executive order designed to help workers displaced by AI-driven changes in the workplace. The order lays out new severance guidelines, job retraining opportunities, and collective bargaining protections, all aiming to prepare the workforce for the coming disruptions. Analysts here in Australia and beyond have highlighted this as a template for balancing technological progress with social responsibility. The overall impact of AI on employment trends is stark, as detailed in the Stanford HAI's 2026 AI Index. According to the latest figures, younger software developers are facing outsized risks of redundancy, with the US market experiencing pronounced declines in tech employment. In response, groups like the Alphabet Workers Union have begun to organize around the issue, helping employees collectively navigate uncertainty and push for stronger safeguards. Security advisories have been flying thick and fast too, as the Rust security response team recently uncovered multiple vulnerabilities in Cargo, Rust's package manager. The team is urging immediate updates to maintain software integrity, with these developments coinciding with the Linux 7.1 kernel's forthcoming release. Notably, AI-powered agents played a significant role in the latest pre-patches, identifying and helping address critical bugs, though concerns over late-stage changes persist. Meanwhile, the new Firefox 151 browser debuts support for the Web Serial API, enabling improved two-way communication with serial devices right inside the browser. This breakthrough, realized in partnership with hardware maker Adafruit, could streamline everything, from electronics prototyping to firmware development. Community engagement continues to thrive, as the Free Software Foundation hosted an impressive 46 Libre local meetups this year, fostering grassroots connections across the free software movement. These locally run events have become essential touchpoints for Aussie developers keen to contribute to a culture of openness and software freedom. There's also been plenty of pop culture debate, following the release of Star Wars The Mandalorian and Grogu. The film's reception has been mixed, with many reviewers describing it as visually adequate but lacking in innovation and narrative depth. As speculation swirls about the future of the franchise, fans are divided over whether this entry managed to justify its place in the legendary series. After 16 years, Canonical has announced the end of service for Ubuntu Pastebin, its venerable text hosting site, as part of a wider modernization initiative. Users are being encouraged to back up essential data before the service officially shuts its doors on the 31st of May. Looking ahead, Apple has drawn attention by registering a dedicated subdomain in preparation for major generative AI announcements at the upcoming WWDC 2026. It's anticipated that their new offerings will include substantial upgrades for Siri and a suite of AI-powered app features. Recent contributions to the Linux kernel have also sparked discussion, as AI agents like GitHub Copilot and Anthropic's Claude Code are credited with resolving key vulnerabilities. This AI-assisted development has quickly moved from novelty to everyday practice, underscoring the profound changes machine learning is bringing to open-source projects. In a milestone for the global energy sector, wind and solar power generation outpaced natural gas in April, delivering a record 531 terawatt-hours and highlighting momentum toward renewables. Analysts believe this trend will accelerate, shaped by cost declines and increased investment in clean technologies across Asia-Pacific regions. Altogether, these stories reflect a world in transition, where automation, openness, and changing expectations are redrawing the boundaries of what's possible. Regulation and community action are proving crucial in safeguarding both job security and software freedoms, ensuring that technology remains a force for positive change. Looking forward, adaptability, transparency, and a strong commitment to ethical standards will be vital as we steer through new opportunities and challenges. Whether you're a developer, policymaker, or just an interested listener, Now is a pivotal moment to stay informed and engaged with the ever-evolving tech frontier. Thanks for listening.